Hey everybody, your favorite podcaster here, Floodfub. At least I hope I am. If not, it's okay. Don't worry. There's always time for improvement. Anyways, welcome to another episode of Dad Advice. Today, we're going to be talking about bringing baby home and how to take siblings, make it a little easier on them, how to introduce baby to the dog. If you got a dog, really important about the dog. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Here we go. So, today's advice is going to be very specific. It's about siblings in general and puppies or dogs. Yay! Bringing the baby home from the hospital. Introducing the baby to your animals or your children. Now, one thing that makes this a little bit easier and actually gets your children, if you have other children already, excited to meet the baby, is try to make, you know, those paper chain links that you make in school around Christmas time, stuff like that. Paper chains, it's strips of paper that you fold in half and glue the other end, one end to the other end, and it makes a ring. And then you link another piece of paper through that and glue it together so that it creates a chain. If you take these chains, make some of these paper chains with your kids, and actually get them to take a marker and draw out the first, draw out each one of them is going to have a date represented on it. Or you can do letters or numbers even, ABCs or 1, 2, 3s, whatever the case may be. But the point of this is so that you have a countdown, so as it gets closer, and I know it won't be accurate because most people don't have their baby on their due date, but if you get them excited about tearing the chain, one link every night, they tear a chain in the link, and it gets closer and closer to baby coming, it actually gets them really excited about the fact that their baby brother or sister is about to be here. So, just thought I would share that with you. Yeah. That's today's dad advice, really. The first part of it. The second part of it, I'm going to talk to you guys real quickly about bringing your babies home with a pet. Now, one thing that I did, and I would recommend people doing when you have a dog especially, is to take an article of clothing that the baby had worn. So you were in the hospital, you have the baby, they make you stay in the hospital like another day after you have the baby, you know, make sure you're good, check out the baby, make sure the baby's good, everything's good, you know. So after, even for your first child, when you bring the baby home, have the dad or a grandma or somebody grab one of the baby's outfits or the baby's beanie or something like that. After the baby's worn it for a little while, have them take that home and give it to the dog. Put it in the dog's bed, even. Get the dog used to the smell of it. That way, when you bring the baby home, the dog already knows that the baby's coming. It'll already have a smell of the baby and know who the baby is. It's a really great trick and a really great idea if you would like to introduce your baby to your dog without your dog, like, you know, going, what's this? Is this a toy? Should I freak out? Should I get excited? You know, if you can get your dog to be calm around the item, then you can get your dog to be calm around the child without ever having to worry about the dog jumping up on the baby or anything like that. So, unless your dog already naturally does that, in which case, then I'm sorry. You're just going to have to deal with that. But no, most of the time, this little trick will help out a lot. Now, I don't know how many of you actually have dogs or cats or anything. I've never tried this with a cat. I'm assuming it would work with a cat as well. But I can't tell you the honest truth because I've never tested it with a cat. So, it's not that I don't like cats, it's that I don't like cats. Yeah, I'm allergic to cats, which makes part of it, but I really just don't like cats. They're creepy, and they're, like, all skin and bones, and I don't know. It's just like, I guess it's just like other things in life. Everybody has a preference and an opinion, right? Just like your asshole, everybody's got one. Yep, that's for sure. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed the advice for today. Stay tuned later for the tip after, you know, advertisements and all. Stay tuned for the tip. Today's tip is going to be a great one. It includes one of my favorite things. So stay tuned. Hey everybody, Flood here again. So for today's tip, I'm gonna kind of cut this one a little short because of the last episode was almost 20 minutes long. I'm gonna kind of try and balance things out. So I've been hurrying a little bit in this episode, just to sort of make things a little better on the listener. You know, hopefully this helps for you guys. I figure, you know, all the other advice podcasts out there for dads are, or from dads or anything like this, are all done with about an hour long recording. So I think, no offense, but I don't have an hour to listen to a podcast. Hell, I don't have an hour to record a podcast. So under 20 minutes is definitely my goal. Thanks again for tuning in, and thanks for sticking around after the advertisements and everything to hear this little bit of awesome tip. You know, I won't say what I usually say because thanks to some advice from one of you, I have decided not to. So yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate all the advice that comes in from my listeners. Everything you guys say to me is valued, whether it's good or bad or whatever. It is still valued. It's a learning experience, that's for sure. Before I do get started with the tip, I'd like to go ahead and make an announcement here. I'm going to be starting a new podcast soon, with a co-host, hopefully. That will be called This Could Get Weird. So be on the lookout for This Could Get Weird. It's going to be mainly a hypothetical what if style answer question type thing, where I ask questions, or people that ask questions to me about what if, and we just get weird with it. We go all out. I mean, what if, you know, this were to happen? Well, maybe this would happen too, and that would follow, and who knows, maybe it would end up like this, maybe the world would turn out like this, maybe people would change, maybe, let's talk about it, let's hypothesize, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, let's get weird, why not? So be on the lookout for my newest podcast here, I'll give it a month or so before it probably comes out, but called Let's Get Weird, or sorry, not Let's Get Weird, This Could Get Weird, I apologize for that, it's called This Could Get Weird, because chances are, this could get a little weird, yeah, with me, chances are this will get weird, so stick around, it may be fun. Alright, anyways, on with my tip for the day. This one's just a real quick short one and everything, one that I prefer to do with my children, and that is to have your children help you with everything in life. You know, try and get them to think of it like it's a game. Even picking up my children's toys during the day is a game for us. We, growing up in the mountains, my father told us when we were really young, you have 5 minutes to pick up the toys and get this house clean before the police come. And called that act a police call. Now, whenever my friends and everything came over and we would say it, they were always like confused and didn't know why we would call it that and everything. But basically, that's how we got. When my dad was on his way home and he wanted the house cleaned up real quick, he would call us and he'd say, "Okay, I'm coming home. Do a police call. I want to see the house clean when I get there." And we would all just bust ass real quick, as fast as we can. In under 5 minutes, get the whole house clean. Pick everything up really quick. Get everything straightened up. Dad's on his way home. Get a police call done. You know? And so, I kind of kept that same thing with my kids now. I know my siblings have also done the same thing with their kids as well. So, it's something that meant a lot to us. It's something that stuck with us really, really well throughout our lives. And that was to make it a game. you know? And I've done that with a lot of things in my life. Whenever something's just not going right or you're not having a good time, even for you it works, you know? I've been standing in a long line, had a 2.5 hour wait in this line, and was just like, oh my gosh. So annoyed by everybody around me, so annoyed that I was even there. And then I remembered, all right, let's make this a game. For every person I see with mismatched socks, I'll ask the person in front of me something really random. Why not? You know, random questions like, excuse me, do you know if that sign is blue or is that red? I'm colorblind. I apologize for asking this, but can you help me with that? Tell me which color that sign is? I don't know. Random things like that off the top of my head. You know, just to sort of make it a little more interesting. Waste some time. Let, you know, some ideas go by. So you get these, so say if you're going to take my idea, if you're going to run with this one, you take and you find however many people you can see with mismatched socks in the line. Now they have to be in the line. It's got to have rules. It's a game. And then you count out how many, say you find 3 people with mismatched socks. That's 3 questions you've got to ask the guy in front of you. They're really random, that have nothing to do with anything. It's fun. It makes it a game. It makes it really hard because you actually spend a lot of time thinking about what you're going to ask the person first, since you don't want to just ask them one question. You have to ask them 3. You'd need to get all 3 questions together at once, so you could like kind of tie them in together, especially if the person behind or in front of you or behind you or whatever is annoyed that you're asking them a question in the first place. If you can get all 3 out at once, it's a lot easier for them to answer it. Otherwise, they may just ignore you completely. If they do, you just turn and go to your other neighbor in your line and ask them, right? So, anyways, that's my tip for today. I hope you guys enjoy it. Make things into a game. Have your children help you. Make everything into a game. Everything can be made into a game. And it makes it so much fun for everybody, including yourself. So, don't work too hard out there, people. Don't stress too much. Life is short, shorter than you may realize. And things happen. So let's enjoy what we've got. Let's enjoy the time we've got, the people we've got. Be nice to one each other out there, okay? And remember, the more fun you have in life, the more fun life is for everyone. So, let's do it. Let's go have some fun. Let's make life a game, guys. And girls. And babies and peoples and dogs and everybody out there that's listening. Let's go have some fun. Today, especially today, why not, right? Since you're listening to this, let's have some fun. Make life fun. Once again, I appreciate you listening, like always. If you want to support me, don't forget, you can always do that too. Still looking to get that microphone and a place to record that isn't 165 degrees during the middle of the day. Yeah, my garage is not the best place to do this. So hey, if you guys want to help out, you know, I don't mind. So support me if you want. Click the little subscribe button. Subscribe. Pay the little monthly fee, whatever it is. I don't even know how much it is. Or pay your own fee or whatever, you know. And if you have any questions, comments, want to leave me a message, want to talk to me at all, get a hold of me. Floodfub. FloodFub. Floodfub at gmail.com. Once again, that's Floodfub. FloodFub. Floodfub at gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you all have a wonderful, happy, fun day today. We'll see you next time on Dadvice. I'm Flood. Thanks for tuning in again.